From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Jakarta governor emphasizes cooperation in three sectors at U20 after pandemic. Indonesian government proposes making national education system bill priority. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Governor of Jakarta Anies Baswedan emphasized cooperation in three main sectors related to investment, energy, and employment by the city government at the Urban Forum to face challenges after the COVID-19 pandemic. Baswedan stated on Saturday, U20 is organized under the Sherpa track of G20 to discuss problems and challenges arising in cities that mainly focus on tackling the global climate crisis and striving for sustainable development. Next, we have the Indonesian government that has proposed the designation of the National Education System Bill as a priority bill for this year's national legislative program to the House of Representatives. The bill would integrate three existing laws regulating national education, head of the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology's Educational Standards, Curriculum and Assessment Agency, Anindito Aditomo has informed. As the law dictates, the ministry is open to public scrutiny and will accept public inputs to improve the National Education System Bill. The last national news comes from locally made COVID-19 vaccine Inefac could likely be used as a booster for adolescents by the end of this year. President Director of PT Biotis Pharmaceutical Indonesia, FX Sudirman, has said on Friday, the emergency use permit is targeted to be issued in September 2022 by the National Agency of Drug and Food Control, or BPOM. The Inefac vaccine, which is based on an inactivated virus platform, has been developed by a research team from Airlangga University in collaboration with Biotis as the production facility provider. Now we continue to the international news. Recent visits by guests from the United States have reinforced Taiwan's determination to defend itself, President Tsai Ing-wen said on Friday as she met the latest U.S. lawmaker to arrive on the island in defiance of Beijing. China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory against the strong objections of the democratically elected government in Taipei, launched military drills near the island after U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited in early August. Next, we have United States Coast Guard cutter conducting patrols as part of an international mission to prevent illegal fishing was recently unable to get clearance for a scheduled port call in the Solomon Islands, according to reports. An incident that comes amid growing concerns of Chinese influence on the Pacific nation. The cutter Oliver Henry was taking part in Operation Island Chief monitoring fishing activities in the Pacific, which came to a close on Friday when it sought to make a scheduled stop on Guadalcanal, Solomon Island, to refuel and reprovision. We continue with heavy rain pounded parts of Pakistan on Friday after the government declared an emergency to deal with monsoon flooding that it said had affected more than 4 million people. The annual monsoon is essential for irrigating crops and replenishing lakes and dams across the Indian subcontinent. But each year, it also brings a wave of destruction. The last news comes from Pope Francis that will on Saturday create 20 new cardinals picked from the four corners of the world, most of whom could one day end up choosing the pontiff's successor. Pope Francis has raised the possibility of retiring due to his declining health, a path taken by his predecessor, Benedict XVI. If he were to do so, a conclave involving all cardinals aged under 80 will be called to pick a successor. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo receives US-ASEAN Business Council delegation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received a delegation from the US-ASEAN Business Council last Wednesday, August the 24th, at the State Palace in Jakarta. During the meeting, Minister of Investment, Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Bahlil Lahadalia, who accompanied the President, said the delegates appreciated the leadership of President Joko Widodo in handling the case of the COVID-19 pandemics in Indonesia. At the meeting, the President invited the delegates to invest their capital in energy and green industry, which are currently the attention of the Indonesian government. In addition, the head of state also invited them to invest in other sectors such as health and digital.
Bapak Presiden tadi mengundang mereka untuk menyampaikan bahwa
The President had invited them to Indonesia. Indonesia is now focusing on entering green energy, green industry. Then the President also invited them to invest in the health digital sector. Minister Bahlil explained the meeting also discussed the proactive steps to be taken in the event of technical problems in the field. The President said that the Indonesian government would take comprehensive steps in order to maintain better investment conditions. Bahlil also revealed that the delegates appreciated President Joko Widodo's leadership in handling the case of the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia. They also expressed their gratitude for the ease of doing business provided by the Indonesian government so that their business in Indonesia continued even in conditions of global uncertainty due to the pandemic. This is evidenced by Indonesia's economic growth reaching 5.4% and inflation below 5%. Furthermore, the Minister of Investment said that President Joko Widodo also appreciated the United States' investment in Indonesia, which was getting better. According to Bahlil, the United States was in the fourth place with the largest foreign investment in Indonesia. Well, that was Spotlight of this week.
According to the In Story, with the event of 28th of August 1789, Saturn's satellite was discovered. The German and British-born astronomer and composer William Herschel discovered Saturn's natural satellite Enceladus on August 28, 1789. Enceladus is the sixth largest natural satellite of Saturn. The satellite has a diameter of approximately 500 kilometers, which is about a tenth of the diameter of Saturn's largest satellite, Triton. It is mostly covered by fresh and clean ice, so it makes one of the most reflective celestial bodies in the solar system. Therefore, its surface temperature during the day is only 198 degrees Celsius or minus 324 degrees Fahrenheit, and it is much cooler than objects that absorb light. In spite of its small size, Enceladus has a wide range of surface features, starting from areas which are full of old craters to tectonically young deformed terrain. Next event is that in 2014, Recep Tayyip Erdogan was inaugurated as president of Turkey. Erdogan is a Turkish politician who has served as a president of Turkey since 2014. Previously, he served as prime minister of Turkey from March 14, 2003 to August 28, 2014. He is also a leader of the Adalet ve Kalkınma Partisi or Justice and Development Party. In 2010, Erdogan was voted as the second most influential Muslim in the world. We end today in story with the event in 1950 when Doris Dekker passed away. Ernest Francois Eugene Doris Dekker, or also well known as Danudirja Setiabudi, passed away in Bandung, West Java, at the age of 50. During his life, he was known as one of the triad, apart from Cipto Mangunkusumo and Suwardi Suryaningrat. Setiabudi was also the initiator of the basis of Indonesian nationalism in the early 20th century and the originator of the name Nusantara as the name for the independent Dutch Indies. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جنشوي بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سينسين قوانجوان بيندو فييان دا چوانبو ودا كوجو باوهوني ودا كوجو باوهو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From
VOI listeners, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar in Pakistan. He is one of Voice of Indonesia's regular listeners. Hello, sir. Thank you for reception report. I'm really sorry because at the moment our management cannot fulfill your request yet. As an apology, I'll play a beautiful song special for you. So, here is the song.
Jangan bersembunyi, sayang. Tak perlu kau merasa kecil. Bukankah manusia selalu punya kekurangan? Mencintai tak butuh alasan. Yang ku percaya hanya takdir Tuhan menyatukan kita untuk saling melengkapi. Percaya kaulah yang aku cari. Keindahanmu dapat menua dan tapi jalan pikiranmu takkan lekat. Tak pernah aku membencimu karena kau berbeda. Tak perlu
still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia Holds Esports Summit. The Executive Board of Esports Indonesia will hold the Indonesia Esports Summit, which will become a stage for creative economy players to present the breadth of the esports industry. According to the plan, the Esports Summit will take place simultaneously with the 2022 International Esports Federation World Esports Championship in Bali in December 2022. Head of International Relations of the Executive Board of Esports Indonesia, Cahyono Prasetyanto, on Wednesday in Jakarta said that the event is planned to be held annually. He said the Indonesia Esports Summit will have enormous potential and contribution to strengthening the national digital economy. He also welcomed the enthusiasm of the International Esports Federation to make Indonesia the host of the World Esports Championship which will be held in conjunction with the Indonesia Esports Summit. Indeed, this event will involve the entire ecosystem by presenting the creativity of Indonesian and world esport community. They are expected to contribute socially and economically, as well as spur the wheels of tourism, especially the sports tourism ecosystem. In addition, the Indonesia Esports Summit, according to Cahyono, will be an effective event to introduce new standards for world esport, as well as introduce the values of local wisdom to the international esport ecosystem. One of them is through the performances of a number of well-known artists and musicians from Indonesia, ranging from music bands with traditional Balinese genre, Gusteja, other Balinese musician with ethnic rock genre, Jun Bintang, producers and composer of music medley, Alfie Ref, to music groups that carry pop culture run. It is hoped that at the Esports Summit there will be more than 80 booths, both indoor and outdoor. In addition, there will also be conferences and talk shows with national and international speakers. The organizing committee hopes there will be a total of 15,000 offline visitors in Bali. That was in my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we will reply to a letter from Kosuke Yomaru in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese program, and he wrote his letter in Indonesian. Hello, sir. Apa kabar? Your Indonesian is very cool. Two thumbs up for you. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. Well, Mr. Kosuke Yomaru, here is the song.
Ku bahagia dan membuatku terluka. Lalu kau putuskan untuk pergi, tinggalkanku, lepaskanku. Coba berdiri walau aku jatuh, mencoba tersenyum walau hati perih, mencoba lupakan walau ku tak sanggup. Aku akan tetap menjaga hati ini. Tapi itu dulu
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
In West Bandung Regency, there is a beautiful hidden lake called Sanghyang Heuleut, which is located approximately 5 kilometers from the main gate of Saguling Hydroelectric Power Plant. In terms of geography and history, Sanghyang Heuleut is located in the current of the ancient Citarum River. It can be said that this tourist spot in Bandung is an ancient lake that we can still see and visit. This is evident from the large number of large rocks formed from the eruption of the ancient volcano named Mount Sunda. This lake was saved by the presence of the Saguling Dam, which is still the source of water for the lake. The origin of the name Sanghyang Heuleut until now is still unknown. If interpreted word by word, Sanghyang has a meaning as a holy place, while Heuleut has the meaning of an interval between two times. According to local stories, this tourist attraction is named Sanghyang Heuleut because this place used to be frequented by angels from heaven who had a different time from the human world. Residents around the Saguling area who live close to Sanghyang Heuleut believe that in the past, this place was often visited by angels who wanted to bathe and descend into this beautiful lake using a beautiful rainbow of colors. The exoticism of the towering rock cliffs surrounding the surface of the lake makes visitors in awe of its beauty because it looks like a bowl filled with milk. In addition, the lake itself has clear green water. There is also a small waterfall as a source that fills the lake. Sanghyang Heuleut also offers beauty in the form of lush green trees that surround it, which gives a shady and soothing impression. Therefore, this place is also dubbed as the hidden paradise in West Bandung. Before you leave for Sanghyang Heuleut, it is recommended to bring sufficient food supplies, especially drinking water, because during the trip to Sanghyang Heuleut, you will not find traders. In addition, it is recommended not to visit this place on a rainy day, because to get to this natural tourist attraction, you have to travel quite a distance. Not smooth and quite slippery. Therefore, it is also recommended that you wear suitable shoes and clothes that are comfortable to move around. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic.
Before we end our segment, listeners' mailbag for today, I would like to thank VOI listeners from all over the world who have congratulated Indonesia's 77th Independence Day.
Terjebakku di dalam rasa. bisalah kita.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
You just enjoyed the song from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
This miscellany is on Brawijaya University students innovate detergent from shells. Students of University of Brawijaya make an innovative product in the form of an environmentally friendly detergent from alokan or clam shells, which has a 9-in-1 formulation to solve problems when doing laundry. It is named Teman Bumi and was initiated and created by a group of students who are members of the Student Creativity Week teams in the field of entrepreneurship. They explained that the idea of making Teman Bumi detergent was started because of the proliferation of laundry businesses in areas where boarding houses and rented houses are available. This turned out to have led to an increase in demand for detergents in the market. Due to the development of this laundry business, a great deal of detergent waste was disposed into water bodies, causing environmental pollution. The National Standardization Agency in 2017 set a new Indonesian national standard so that only environmentally friendly detergent products are circulating in Indonesia. Teman Bumi, which literally means earth friend, is made from the extraction of lokan or clam shells combined with other materials, then printed in the form of granule balls packed with plastic. The gel is a water-soluble film of sodium alginate which dissolves in water, so it can minimize the use of plastic waste for packaging. Teman Bumi has 4 aroma variants, namely bubblegum, lavender, milk coffee, and wild berries. The detergent has a 9-in-1 formula, namely antibacterial, anti-rust, anti-redeposition, easily biodegradable, brightens, protects fabrics, low foaming, friendly to sensitive skin, and removes stains. With this complete formulation, Teman Bumi is sold at a fairly affordable price and is marketed online. It is hoped that the presence of Teman Bumi detergent can provide a solution to meet the needs of laundry entrepreneurs and can reduce the negative impact on the environment. That was Miscellany today.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
suasana membuat diriku tergoda. Wajahmu, senyummu, indahmu membekas di sudut jiwa ini. Beradu tatap bola mata kita, seakan kau tahu satu anganku. Dan ternyata kini ku sadari diriku
so much, VOI listener, for still listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through short waves frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listeners, today's edition of Music Corner, I'll present a song from an Indonesian young actress and singer, Mika Tambayong. On June 10, 2022, Mika Tambayong released her single entitled Menepi Menetap. This time she doesn't perform alone, but with her duet partner, Deva Mahendra. Menepi Menetap tells about the dreams and desires of two people who merge into a goal. Although every journey is not always easy, there is hope that makes everything full of smile. This song is composed by Mika Tambayong, Deva Mahendra, and Ifa Fahir. Well, listener, here we go. A song by Mika Tambayong and Deva Mahendra, menepi, menetap. Enjoy.
Tuh sementara menepilah, tinggalkan senyum itu dalam anganku.
Tuh selamanya menetaplah, lupakan masa lalu. Itu inginku.
Bukan cinta pada awal jumpa,
tapi waktu yang memilih arahnya dan kita bersama.
Bukan juga karena terbiasa,
tapi hati yang memilih akhirnya dan kita.
Sampai di sini, sampai kapanpun jangan berhenti. Meskipun kadang tak mudah, sampai terjadi, sampai terucap kini dan nanti. Hiduplah dalam cinta pada awal jumpa,
tapi hati yang memilih akhirnya
dan kita percaya. Sampai disini, sampai kapanpun jangan berhenti. Meskipun kadang
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Lagi percaya.
percaya artinya cinta. Luka yang tak hilang tinggal begitu saja. Namun keajaiban cinta bertemu dengannya. Waktu dan cintanya sembuhkan luka. Dan kini kau bawakan bahagia. Setiap saat terus teringat. Tanpamu ku tak kuat. Ku yakin mencintaimu sempurna. Sayangimu selamanya. Ku telah terikat. Tak lagi sendiri melawan luka yang dalam. Karena kau telah datang hapus semua tentangnya. Beruntung ku bisa kembali rasakan cinta. Hanyalah dirimu sembuhkan luka. Dan kini kau bawakan bahagia. Setiap saat terus teringat. Tanpamu ku tak kuat. Ku yakin mencintaimu sempurna. Sayangimu selamanya. Ku telah terikat. Berjanjilah kepadaku. Kau dan aku kan bersatu. Takkan ada yang memisahkan kita. Ku terikat, ku terpikat. Setiap saat terus teringat. Tanpamu ku tak kuat. Ku yakin mencintaimu sempurna. Sayangimu selamanya. Ku telah terikat. Ku telah terikat.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Ibu Pertiwi sedang bersusah hati. Air matanya berlinang. Mas intannya terkenang. Dan gunung sawah lautan, simpanan kekayaan. Kini ibu sedang lara, merintih dan berdoa.
Voice of Indonesia.